Hello, tile friends. Welcome back to another episode of Tile Money, the podcast where we discuss the business of being a tile contractor. My name is Luke Miller, your host, a licensed tile contractor myself. Today, I am interviewing Jim Olson. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Luke. Thank you for having me here today.
You're welcome. And I want to make sure to thank your organization that you represent, the National Tile Contractors Association, for sponsoring this episode, as well as Later Crete International for being a sponsor. I couldn't do it without you guys, so I really appreciate it.
Well, we're honored to be a sponsor for you. You have a great program here. You bring a lot of great information to tile contractors, and that's what we're about. So we felt that it's a perfect team.
It sure is. Yeah, really appreciate your support.
Yeah, great.
So how about I have you introduce yourself, your role at the NTCA, kind of your everyday, you know, 10,000 foot overview?
Yeah, sure. Great. All right. I'm the national, I always start it off this way. It seems like a long title when I say the NTCA or National Tile Contractors Association, but I'm the Assistant Executive Director for the NTCA. And my role is I'm in charge of membership, training and education. I am the number one fundraiser for the NTCA. Those are the things that I do that are my important jobs. There's many little things I do too, but those are the important things.
Okay. Yeah. So you're the money man.
I am the money man, definitely. I get a lot of, have a funny story to tell you. I had one manufacturer after I had gone to him 4 or 5 years asking for money and sponsorship for programs. And he says, Jim, how come you, the only time I hear from you is when you want money. You don't call up just to say hi or anything. And I said, well, that'll change. And so now I, about a week before I call him for money, I call him up and start talking to him and just say, hi, how are you doing? How's your family? I'll be calling you next week for money, so get ready.
Warm him up a little.
Exactly, exactly. Great. Get him warm, get him loose.
You know what? There's a great lesson in there for all of us business owners. You know, we want to stay in contact with our customers.
Yeah, and it's a big part of the NTCA, our membership.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that has been different, I started in November of 2008, and we had about 450 members, and we're over 1,600 members now, so we've really grown. And part of that, what happens is you lose touch with all those members. You don't have that intimacy, you know, and that's one of the things that we're trying to get back to, and that is communicating with all of our members, making sure they understand, you know, what benefits we have, what we have available to all of our members, and how they can actually become a better business, a better contractor installer through the NTCA. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we definitely want to get into, you know, the offerings and the benefits of being a member of the NTCA and kind of a history of the NTCA. There's so much there, you know, there's a lot to dive into. Certainly we won't touch on every topic and every benefit. But before we get too deep into that, you know, here we are in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you for inviting me into your beautiful home.
Love having you here.
Thank you. So what kind of stuff do you like to get up to here in Minneapolis? You're a lifelong resident. I mean, you were born here, correct?
Yeah, I was born in Minnesota, spent most of my life here. I'm an avid golfer. I love to golf. That doesn't mean I'm good at it. It just means I like to golf. I'm an outdoors person. I'm a gardener. I love to garden. I love to take care of my yard. Fishing. I love to fish. I used to love to hunt a lot. I still love hunting. I just don't have the time. Fall is a very busy time for the NTCA. Sure. And so hunting season just doesn't fall at the right time of the year to be able to get away and take the time I need to do that, definitely. I'm also an avid grandfather. And my wife Mary and I, we moved to Jackson, Mississippi. That's where the NTCA office is. And we lived there for almost 8 years. And one of the deals when we moved there, one of the agreements we made was, if we start having grandchildren, we want it to move back to Minneapolis because we want to be involved grandparents. And they were very open to the idea and worked with me to let me move home. And so we've been back in Minneapolis a little over 3 years. And, I've got 3 grandkids and spend as much time with them as I can.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm sure your kids appreciate that as well, your closeness and involvement. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I have 3 daughters and 3 grandchildren right now. My youngest daughter will get married. She's engaged now. And I think next fall of 2020, we will have our last wedding that we will have to pay for. No.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, good.
So let's jump into the NTCA. You know, a lot of times, you know, I used to get a lot of these organizations confused and still do. You know, there's a lot of you know, acronyms.
Alphabet going soup,
on.
Right?
Alphabet soup. That's a good word.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe tell us a little bit about what the National Tile Contractors Association does, what it's not, and kind of who it's affiliated with.
Sure. First, I'll start off by the biggest confusion we have is NTCA and TCNA.
Yeah.
All right. We're the National Tile Contractors Association, and TCNA is the Tile Council of North America. Okay. That's the manufacturers. All right. That's their association. Mm-hmm. We're the contractor association. There's the CTDA, which is the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. There's the TCAA, which is an association for contractors similar to us, but it's union contractors. One thing you should know about NTCA, we are not union or non-union, open shop. We are tile contractors. We represent contractors from both sides, contractors from the union, contractors that are, you know, right to work kind of union,
okay,
open shop. So, yeah. Our big goal is to train and educate tile contractors, whether it's on the technical aspect of installing tile or it's the business side. And again, that's why we connected with you. You know, we wanted to be involved. You're bringing the business side on how to make money doing tile work. And so you are a perfect match for us, and we're very excited to be there, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
We do workshops, okay, workshops. We go to distributors across the country. We do over 100, 130 workshops yearly, training and educating. It's usually a three-hour program in the evening. And I've got, let's see, the NTCA has two full-time trainers. We have three contract labor trainers that are around the country. And we have just hired an assistant who will be driving around the country setting up regional training events for the NTCA, and our trainers can then arrive, do their programs, and leave, and this person can then break down.
That's great.
So make it a little easier for our trainers on the road. I mean, they're on the road, you know, 40 weeks a year, so it's a lot of time on the road, and we want to make it as easy as possible for them. So we're growing. We're doing more and more all the time, and it's very exciting. One of the things that started this year that the NTCA doing, and we are taking a leadership role in the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation, certifications and training. And so I am very involved with the organizational side and the raising of sponsorship for the CTEF. What a lot of people don't know about the CTEF, and I really want to talk about it because I think this is so important to our industry, is the CTEF has been run by two people, Scott Carruthers and a secretary, his secretary, Kathy, for 10 years, two people trying to do all that. So NTCA, our board, our executive committee, and our staff made the decision that we were going to get involved. So I'm involved. Mark Heinlein, the NTCA training director, he actually is very involved with setting up procedures and growth of the program. And it's very exciting what we have going on. And I hope at another time I can talk to you about that, because there are a lot of new things going on with the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I was able to interview Heidi Cronin and just released that actually last week. Really had a good discussion with her, and sounds like a lot coming up. So
a lot coming up. And for those of you who did not see that podcast, Heidi Cronin was hired just this last summer. She is there to pretty much do the marketing, the planning, a lot of the promotional. Many of you know her from social media. She's very involved with social media, but she's brought a lot of excitement into CTI program and getting people to sign up and take the CTI. Just to give you an idea, in 10 years, the CTEF's been going with the CTI, Certified Tile Installer Program. There's just over 1,500 CTIs. Mm-hmm. And so it took 10 years to do that, 150 a year. Our goal now is to do 500 certified tile installers every year. So at the end of 2000, 2020, we should be over 2,000 CTIs. So that's a big jump.
That's great.
But that's what we need in our industry. We, you know, failures are not good for any of us. So we want certified, educated installers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's a real positive, definitely.
Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. I'll be taking my test and hopefully passing in February.
Well, passing is good. One thing I'll tell everybody out there, if you're going to take this test, time management is really important.
Yeah.
If you don't get it done, you don't pass. So think it through. Think about what you have to do and keep moving. That's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And so the NTCA, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's been around since 1946.
Yeah.
And give us a brief, you know, overview of why it was started, you know, who, like, how did it come to be in 1946?
So it originally started off as the Southeast Tile Association, Tile Installers Association. It was in pretty much in the Southeast, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Southeast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was a bunch of tile installers that got together. And as it grew, as it became more important over the years, it turned into the National Tile Contractors Association. And when Joe Tarver, by the way, you want to talk about a big presence in our industry, Joe Tarver has been phenomenal. Well, when Joe started it, they told him that once you get going here, you can move it anywhere you want. Well, he was from Jackson, Mississippi, so that is why our office is in Jackson, Mississippi. And then when Bart Bettega moved there, he moved from Minnesota down to Jackson, Mississippi. And I think the difference there is he had three unbelievably great sons, boys, and they grew up there, and they've created this home for themselves there. You never know. It could move, but right now it's still in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely, yeah, that's
what happened. And it was created with the intent to unify contractors and solidify their businesses.
Right.
And
unify them, hopefully to bring them together to talk about, before we had the Tile Council of North America with the TCNA handbook and all that, it was bringing ideas together, different ways of doing things using the TCNA handbook to be sure we're all doing things properly with the right methods and standards.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
Definitely. Then it became more, you know, as it's grown, more training. And again, Joe Tarver started the road show, which became the workshops, where he virtually got in a camper and drove around the country.
Sounds
familiar, huh? He started traveling around the country and doing technical advice and things. And that's where, if you're not familiar with trowel and air, it's a video on how to trowel the proper way to install and get coverage. He created that. He had assistance along the way, but it's been invaluable to our industry on putting tile in and how to put in tile. So it's great.
Well, it sure gets a lot of hits on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, now we have it in Spanish also.
Oh, good.
So it's available in Spanish. Yeah. And if anyone wants it, they can definitely contact me or call the NTCA or go on our website. By the way, our website is tile-ASSN.com. And you can go there and find out all our benefits, everything we're working on, all the things that we're going to talk about in this interview, this podcast.
Yeah, let's get into some of the benefits. What are the everyday benefits? Say I'm a fairly new business owner, tile contractor, kind of striking it out on my own. Maybe I have an employee or two. You know, what could really benefit me by signing up with the NTCA?
The best things that you can do, okay, and these are benefits that are not listed on our website, but you can call us at any time and you can get one of our trainers and get technical information. Mm-hmm. All right. And it's a member benefit. We don't give this out to a non-member, others, we don't give it out to homeowners. So if you were to call and talk to one of our trainers and have a situation you need some help with, we can help you with that. We'll give you the right answer. And if we don't have the answer, we'll get it and get back to you right away. It's all going to be done in a timely manner. You also, the networking is unbelievable. So you will meet other people like yourself, other tradesmen like yourself that are in the business and have the opportunity to, all right, I'm here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You were in California a couple months ago. You call me up and you say, hey, I have a situation I've never run into. And I really don't want to ask my competitors how to do it right here in town.
Right.
You know, can you tell me about it or whatever? Well, I can connect you with members across the country, just like you, that will tell you and call you or talk to you and say, hey, I've done it before. Here's what we did. Here's how we handled that situation and give you great advice on how to do it.
Yeah.
They also will help you with your business. So one thing, it's a like an unspoken rule that we have at the NTCA, but we have a mentoring program. If you need help, if you have questions on something, on the business side of it, I would love for you to call me up and I will connect you with a member close in your area that is very good at whatever that situation is you need, and they'll help you. They'll be there to mentor you. There is a lot of benefits in that, especially for newer businesses. One thing that's really important to understand, and when I think about it is, and I come from distribution, my background is distribution, and I have seen many contractors who decided to go into business, great craftsmen, artisans, had no idea how to run a business, and I've seen many of them fail.
Yeah.
They just did not know how to handle money, how to handle the business side of it. So we can work with that. We can mentor you on business. We can help you with business. As a matter of fact, we have a business manual. It's an electronic business manual that we've had around for about 7 years. Not very well known. Another thing, not very well known. And our membership committee met just this morning and we talked about it. We are going to update it. We are going to streamline it and we are going to make it more available. We're even going to print it and have it available for members. There's no cost. Just call me and we'll get it to you. We'll send you a link to it on, and you'll be able to look at it. It's got a lot of information and it can be very beneficial. Definitely.
That's great.
Other benefits that are really important.
Let's pause real quick. With the phone call thing, you know, we can call in and get advice.
Yeah.
We can find a mentor. So I'll throw a couple scenarios at you, just real life, you know, just so that we really, you know, understand how powerful this
Perfect.
Is, you know. So let's say I'm Luke Miller.
Are you Luke Miller?
I am.
Okay, all right.
And let's say I'm a tile contractor, which I am.
You are.
And so let's say I've been working I've been subbing for general contractors and maybe even some stores, things of that nature. You know, that's a very common way to get started
Correct.
In business.
Correct.
We're subcontractors in a lot of states. That's our classification. Well, let's say I feel really comfortable in the commercial world. Maybe I got a taste, you know, maybe it was a side job, you know, a smaller job. And I want to go into commercial work. I'm going to call you, Jim Olson, and I'm going to say, hey, I want to go into commercial work. Can you set me up with somebody who would mentor me?
Sure.
We don't have to name him, but do you have a person in mind right away?
Sure.
And I will name this person. I will name, you know, in this situation, if it's commercial, it would definitely be some of our better commercial companies like a David Allen or a Superior or a someone like a CCO and company. They're people that have been doing it for years, you know, Fox Ceramic. I can go on and on.
Well, these are large companies.
Not only are they large, but they're very involved with the NTCA and they're very involved with our industry and want to improve the industry. Remember this, if you are a qualified installer and you are doing things by the book, by the correct methods and standards, you want everyone to do things by the correct methods and standards. Because if you're bidding against them, you don't want them doing things incorrectly and getting the bid because they're bidding it wrong or bidding it incorrectly or using the wrong products, right?
Yeah.
You want a level playing ground. You would rather bid against someone doing it just like you than someone that's, you know, cutting corners or doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So really important. So yes, I would connect you with someone. I would introduce you to them. Personally, I would probably talk to them first, make sure they're okay with it, introduce them to you. They will call you. They will work with you. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Luke Miller will be doing commercial work.
I love it.
You know?
I love it. Yeah, and it'll take time. But hey, some mentorship from one of these companies that's been around for 20, 30 years or longer is invaluable.
Yeah, and some of them 100 years.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then another scenario that, you know, we don't have to spend a lot of time on, but it's the opposite scenario. It's just come up here recently in the Facebook group. You know, somebody who has maybe 4 employees and they say, you know what, for one reason or another, I'm done with employees. I'm going to go back to myself. I'm just going to work for myself. But yet they still need to make a profit. So you would also be able to connect that person with somebody who has a successful business model similar to that?
So I would probably do two things on that. I would connect them with someone who's small, like their direction is leading to. But I would really probably first like to connect them to someone that was small and grew to the size they are. So maybe there's some comparison as to why is it not working for you? Why have you not, you know, just because you hire four guys, you don't make four times as much money, okay?
Sure.
You do need to know how to do the business scale. So let's say you did that. Maybe I'd connect you with someone from San Antonio that has done this, been very successful, and has grown from a one man into 10 people, you know?
Yeah.
And he can kind of go through it, or she. Many women in our industry, I don't want to make it sound like it's only men, because we have some of the most successful companies have women at their backbone really running it. So it's very important. Very important.
Very true.
But we can connect you either direction.
Yeah, I love it.
Or the first time, just getting into business, you know, like I said earlier, we can help you that way too.
Yeah,
for sure.
How about some of the larger, you know, benefits of being an NTCA member? Maybe they only happen once a year. We're coming up on one here at the end of this month. Can we talk about TSP?
We can always talk about TSP, Total Solutions Plus. I want to give you a little background about Total Solutions Plus. This is very, very probably unknown, but 10, 11 years ago, it was called Total Solutions, and it was an NTCA meeting. All right, just a member meeting. It wasn't the distributors, and it wasn't the manufacturers. Well, our program was so successful that CTDA, the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, TCNA, TCAA, they were like looking at us like, wow, these guys are doing it right. And they started talking to us about making one group. Mm-hmm. And that's where it became Total Solutions Plus, where we could get everyone together at one time and meet. And you come to TSP, it's really intimate. It's a place for you to meet all the leaders in our industry, but also to get business sessions information, to get technical information. It's a great event.
How many people could somebody expect to see there?
About 700 people.
Okay.
We don't keep it. It's not big. It's not like going to coverings or surfaces. Yeah. This is an intimate setting and very, very enjoyable. There's some things about TSP that's kind of interesting. So Total Solutions Plus is always on a Monday and a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday and Sunday is when all the associations have their meetings. So Saturday morning, there will be a TCNA handbook meeting. Saturday afternoon, there'll be the NTCA technical committee meeting. On Sunday morning will be the NTCA board meeting. The afternoon is kind of open for tours. People go on tours. Some years we have golfing events going on. And then Sunday night we have an open reception and TSP starts. And we have sessions throughout the day on Monday and Tuesday. We have opening speakers. We have closing speakers. We have an unbelievably fun closing dinner reception where it's dancing. It's themed. This year it will be a Western theme. Lots of cowboy hats and boots will be there. So it'll be really fun.
Well, thanks for the heads up.
Make sure get your cowboy hat and boots on. you're laughing, but you better wear one.
Oh, no. Yeah. I plan on it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So
that's a great event. I mean, everybody's in one spot. You know, that sounds like a lot goes down.
Monday afternoon, evening, early evening, we have tabletops. So it's a great way for all the contractors to walk around and on a much more intimate scale, sit and talk to manufacturers and find out about their products or the upcoming things that are happening with those. Mm-hmm. As opposed to coverings or surfaces, you go and there's 100 people standing around and it's hard to get that attention that you need or whatever. It's a little overwhelming. It's still a great event to go to. I don't want you to not go to those.
Yeah.
But if you want to go to an intimate and meet the president of Laticrete or Mapei or Crossville or Florida Tile, that's where you do it.
Yeah.
That's where I always say we're in a huge industry, but a small family.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing how Luke
and
I know you've been there, you've started coming and you've seen that.
Yeah.
You've seen what's going on.
And there's so much business, you know, sessions. There's business workshops, roundtable discussions. So this is really a great place to come and network with like-minded individuals, people who, you know, maybe they're where you picture yourself in 5 years, you know, and network with them.
You brought up a good point, Luke. Roundtables.
Yeah.
There may not be a better place for you to go and sit down at a roundtable and talk with your peers about ideas and things.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a lot of great discussions on things over the years, things that became important that went into the TCNA handbook,
yeah.
things that went into the NTCA reference manual, many things like that.
Yeah.
So, yep.
And I've been in a couple roundtable discussions, really enjoyed them. Another thing I enjoyed and didn't really realize was, as an NTCA member, I have access to a lot of the committee meetings. Is that correct? So there'll be several going on that week.
Can I just first say,
yeah.
So on Sunday morning is the NTCA, our board meeting. Everybody's invited.
Yeah.
It's open to everybody. You yeah. can come in. We share everything. I mean, we share our financials. We share what all the programs we're doing. But during those weeks and at surfaces and at coverings, we have a membership committee meeting. We have a training and education meeting, committee meeting. Yeah. We have all of our committees. We have, we have a committee that meets to talk about coverings and our booth and the yeah. directions we're going and the sessions that our trainers are doing. We have lots of things you can get involved with. If you really are in this industry and you want to be involved, you can get involved and you'll find out it may be the most rewarding things that you could ever do. Yes, it takes time. And yes, you're giving up time in the field sometimes. But I think if you talk to members who are involved, they'll tell you it's the best thing they ever did.
Yeah.
I would have to say.
Yeah. And if you're wanting to voice, you know, your opinion or a suggestion, you know, this is the place to do it. You know, come be where the action is, be where the people who are making decisions for our industry. A lot of people talk, you know, talk is cheap, but action, you know, this is the place to actually act, you know, start acting on
this. This is where you get to be part of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we talk about our technical committee meeting, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So we have, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's fine. Okay. Let's talk about the technical committee.
I'm jumping around.
No,
I'm sorry.
Good.
But our technical committee is, it meets twice a year. It meets at Total Solutions Plus in October and every January at Surfaces, now called TICE, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a technical committee. What it is, it's 35 tile contractors from around the country that volunteer to be on this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You do have to apply to be on it. Not just anyone can be on it. It's a limited number and you have to be involved. If you're not an involved member, you're on it. After a couple meetings, you're not participating, whatever, we will replace that person. We will let them know, hey, thank you, but we want people that are committed to being part of it.
Right.
Okay. It's 35 and then it's 25 manufacturers, technical reps that are involved with it. And then we have consultants, we have associations like TCAA, the CTDA, they all have a representative there. And what we talk about are old methods and standards that may need to be updated. We talk about new ideas, new methods and standards. Many of the things we talk about are presented to the TCNA handbook committee and go into the TCNA handbook or get updated in that. But the technical committee, once we form a white paper, a watch type list or whatever for something, whatever we do, we then put that into the NTCA reference manual.
Mm.
So what's nice about the reference manual as opposed to the TCNA handbook, the handbook is really technical. It's more of a technical manual. The reference manual is a cause, cure, and prevention type of manual.
Sure.
Okay. So there's white staining on my grout. What is that? Oh, okay. White stain my grout. It's efflorescence. How do you take care of it? What do you do to cure it?
Yeah.
What do you do to make sure it doesn't happen in the future? Those kind of things. So we have many white papers in there, many statement papers. It's about 250 pages. Every member gets that free. And it's very inexpensive to purchase for anyone outside of it. We do sell about 10,000 copies of that. So a lot of people are yeah. getting it outside of just our members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's great.
It's
I gave my last year's book to my brother-in-law here in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Good.
Because I received
Did you get the new one?
I got the new one in the mail.
Yay.
Yep. So we're up to date. I don't know. I haven't dug into it yet. I don't know what's changed.
But. So a little late for this year's edition, we decided what we're going to do. So starting in 2020, the next year's edition, and every year it's updated. We go through the chapters, we update, because our industry changes so fast right now, we have to do that. We also add things, but we also will include a letter that talks about what are the changes and the new things that are being put mm-hmm. in. So the big thing that's changing quite a bit right now in it is the GPTP, which is gauge porcelain tile panels. There's always things changing and updating in that. So there's lots of updates in that. As a matter of fact, we have a whole new chapter that used to be in specialized tile. Now it's a whole chapter on its own gauge porcelain tile panel, tiling panels. So very important, lots of going on.
I think it's a, I just remember what I said here a minute ago. I gave my old book to my brother-in-law. It's a year, late. It's a year old. Don't throw these books away, friends. I mean, I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but oftentimes what I would do, I would just take them to the tile shop, my local tile shop, and say, put this on the counter. If somebody asks about it, give it to them. It's free, get them a copy. I think it's a good way to...
I actually wish every distributor would buy one copy for all their locations, just to have right there. Yeah. Even if they chain it to the desk, just to keep it right there, because I will tell you, at Coverings and Surfaces, we lose a lot of those copies. I don't know what happens to them, but they're gone by the end of it. So
that's good.
That's what they're for.
Good
job. No, it's good, definitely. So,
Well, it's a powerful, really practical tool, useful.
Yeah, definitely. I also want to talk about, we jumped way off of it, but we were talking about benefits. So there's little benefits that, that aren't going to be cost effective or anything. So we have a program with Keen Footwear, and you can buy Keen Footwear for all of your installers, your people. They can buy it or whatever, cheaper than they can go to a store. Wow. They get 20% off that list price from a store. So 20% free shipping. Yeah. Obviously, like anything, if it doesn't fit, free shipping back.
Nice.
Get the different size. Yeah. So just go on our website, go under benefits. They're listed there along with many, 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 many other benefits.
Yeah. You've recently rolled out with a healthcare, new healthcare insurance.
And all 50 states, a healthcare. If you would like to just look into the options through the NTCA and compare it to what you have or look at new things, you can call me, you can go right to our website. It's again on the benefit page. We've actually had two webinars on it, on how it works and what's going on. We will have another webinar coming up, but don't ever hesitate to call me, email me, and I will connect you with any of the benefits, whatever. We have benefit sheets. It's right on our website. I keep saying our website because there's so much information there.
Sure.
It isn't easy to navigate, really. No website really
there,
is.
There's a lot. There's
so
much there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be overwhelming. But
definitely.
But if you're, for sure. And I'll have your email and the links and your phone number.
Cool.
What were you going to say?
I just want to say a couple other benefits that you really need to kind of take advantage of. We do, every month we do two webinars. Technical webinars. We're not selling product. We do not sell any product. We do not recommend any product. We talk about methods and standards and everything we do. We have two technical webinars a month. Mm-hmm. They're free. All you have to do is let me know you want to be invited. I'll put you on the invite list. You'll get invited to every single one of them.
Yeah.
We do Tile TV. Once or twice a month, we do Tile TV. It's a YouTube type of program where we'll either have a industry news, what's happening in the next month in our industry, or maybe a technical update or something in regards to what's happening in the field.
Yeah.
And so those are all free. They're all benefits, that you can take advantage of.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the webinar here. I believe it's next week on the 10th. Of October on steam showers.
Right.
This is, talking about how to assemble a steam shower. Maybe give us a brief overview of that. But really, I think this would be great for business owners. If you're not selling steam showers, if it's not on your website, if it's not something you offer, this can be a great moneymaker. I mean, if you think about it, somebody's buying a steam shower, they're probably already acknowledging in their mind they're going to drop a good amount of money. Maybe
they're probably pretty financially set, right?
They're stable.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
Not renters or it's not their first home.
That's
type
really
of deal.
Good. That's a really, really good deal. So, I'm actually going to put my glasses on here real quick. I do want to just read off a little bit of some of the benefits.
Sure,
okay?
sure.
Just so that we talked about the reference manual. We actually have an NTCA member 401k plan. So if you have employees and you would like to give them a benefit of 401k, right? Because saving money for our future is very invaluable. Yeah. It's very important. And if you're worried about losing your employees, why not give them some benefits? Why not do something that's special for them that they have the opportunity to participate in?
Yeah.
401k plan. It doesn't cost you. We have the cost of the administrative side of it. We do all of that.
Nice.
You just get involved. So check that out. That's really important. Again, the sponsored health, life, dental, vision, and more. That's the program that Luke was talking about. We have our NTCA University. Okay. We have over 600, I think over 700 now learning modules.
Yeah.
Where you can sign up for that and have all these modules for every one of your employees. So just to give you an example, what if you wanted to send out your guys to do an epoxy grout job, but they haven't done it for months?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you tell them, hey, go home, watch this. It's 20 minutes. There'll be 10 questions at the end, but it's going to give you the tips. It's going to give you best practices for doing that.
Yeah.
And they take the test. You're the administrator. So the next morning you look it up and you go, hey, Johnny, come in here. You only got two of these right. I don't want to send you on this job until you really know what to do. It gives you a good, confident feeling that they're going to do it right. They know how to mix it. They know how to use it and do it.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things that are really beneficial. And then at our NTCA University, we have an apprenticeship program. So let's say you want to grow and you want to bring people into your business. You start them as a helper.
Yeah.
They work their way up to a master tile installer, right?
Yeah.
All along the way, it tells them how to do it, what they need to do. They learn educationally, and then in the field, they work with you as they learn those trades, you know?
Yeah.
So we're helping, you know, to move through that, definitely. So every member gets a TCNA handbook every year. Mm-hmm. Get updated with that every year. Free technical advice, the university. We have a member directory, which is contractor members, but also manufacturer members. So if you want to look up, who carries all the in-floor heating systems, mm-hmm. and you want to find out more than the one you know about already, you know, well, you can talk to these people, get a hold of them and find out.
Yeah.
We have property and liability insurance. All right. I know members that are using it that say they save 30%. Just by using this through our association. That's big. That's big.
Yeah.
We have a net checks program. We have, actually it's two pages. Let me look at the other page here. We have, I told you about the Keen Work Boots thing. Mm-hmm. We have partnership.com. So let's say you need to ship things. You're shipping truckloads, containers, pallet loads. We have a discount for that. We have a discount through UPS, FedEx. So you can use those. Sign up for it and you get all these discounts. We have Field Pulse, which is like a bid system, can do takeoffs and help you with that. We have Tile Letter Magazine, monthly magazine, e-news. We have Tile Letter, by the way, is a magazine that comes out monthly, and it is an industry magazine, all right? It's talking about tile.
Yeah, great magazine.
What's great to read about that, huh? That's fantastic. So we've got Z-Lean, which is a lean. They'll help you with your liens, filing liens, and following through with that if you'd like. We have Internet, which will help you create a website. We have a My Planet Traveler. My Planet, you get discounts on hotels and travel and stuff like that. And I think I've talked about the workshops and regional training. Oh, regional training is different than workshops. Regional training is an all day, 9 to 10 hours of hands-on training. And it can be on layout. It can be on substrate prep. It can be on large format tile. And then we also do them on GPTP. So a whole day of learning about gauge porcelain tile panels, how to install.
And that's for members, or that's for the regional?
The GPT ones we open to the whole industry.
Okay.
All the others, the NTCA regionals that are not a GPTP, are only member programs.
Okay.
Okay. Only our members can go to those.
Okay.
It's very, very important.
Oh,
very
interesting.
Important to know.
Interesting.
And that is a huge benefit.
And we
definitely
have currently about 24 a year.
So this year we did 18. 2019, 18. We will do 29 or 30 next year.
Okay.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
So a lot going on.
So a lot of growth, a lot of expansion there. Yeah. It's been a popular event. A lot of good feedback.
A lot of good feedback for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to talk about one more program. All right. I'm always hesitant to talk about this.
Okay.
All right. Because many members join for our Partnering for Success voucher program. It is maybe one of the most successful programs in any association around the country. Mm-hmm. But the Partnering for Success voucher program is a thank you from all of our manufacturer sponsors. And they actually give every one of our members $2,000 worth of free products that you get to choose those products yourself, all right? There's over $7,000 worth of items you can choose from. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an idea. You might do Laticrete, $250 of Laticrete. Mapei, $200. Custom, $200. Florida Tile, $100 off your next purchase, yeah. Florida Tile. Yeah. In-floor heating system. So it's tile, tools, setting materials, sundries, everything you can think of. That doesn't mean you're going to use all 2,000 of them. I want to be sure that you understand that. But guess what? If you use 5 or 6 of them and that's worth $800, $900, you've made money being a member. You've made money being a member of the NTCA. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it more than offsets your investment in the NTCA.
Yeah.
So, and who really wouldn't want to be in their industry's professional association? I know I'm selling. I'm not trying to sell. I just think it's so important.
I just think it's so important. I'm glad we have this partnership because a lot of my friends, a lot of tile setters, even myself, for years I didn't know about the association, I didn't know the benefits. So I'm happy to be a part, of making the announcement, promoting it and letting people know, hey, here's what you get. Here's what you can expect. We didn't have time to touch on everything. We have state ambassadors. Real quick, maybe talk about state ambassadors.
I would love to talk about state ambassadors. Yeah. So it used to be called the NTCA State Ambassadors. We don't really call it state ambassadors anymore. They are ambassadors. They are industry ambassadors. And they are contractor members. They are manufacturer members who want to support the industry. They want to promote qualified labor. Mm-hmm. They want to promote the industry certifications. One thing maybe you don't all know, there are, I believe, 4 states that have licensing for tile.
Just 4?
Florida, Utah, California. There is a 4th. I don't remember which one it is. But that tells you there's 46 states that don't, right? 46 states have no licensing. You can print a business card and you can be a tile installer.
Wow.
You laid carpet today, tomorrow you can do tile.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so what we're doing is we're certifying, and that goes back to CTEF. And ambassadors are out there promoting that. They're promoting it all over. They're identifying things that are happening in their region of the country so that NTCA can promote that, can put it in Tile Letter Magazine. We can put it in our e-news. We can identify, what's happening around the country. They're actually members that care.
Yeah.
They're out there. I have at least one ambassador in every state. I have 96 ambassadors, so it's quite amazing.
Okay.
So, excuse me, I have 115 ambassadors covering 96 of them are 96 ambassadors covering 150 territories or something like that is what it really comes out to. Of them, I'll just give you an
California,
idea. If it's a weedy rep that's doing it for us, he might cover, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Vermont,
sure.
Pennsylvania, New York, whatever. But if he covers 5 states, that's 5 states he's covering.
Okay.
So it's 96 covering 115 different locations, states and territories.
So. Okay.
But the nice thing is if you're looking for an ambassador in your area or you're looking for an NTCA regional director or board member in your area, our website has all that. You can call me if you have a problem finding it. I'll help you navigate, find any information you want. You can call our office and they can connect you with those people. Very simple. We're all there to help you. So, take advantage of what we have.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it boils down to, moving the industry forward, progressing, making the industry, more solidified, strengthening businesses. And that's all, this is a huge part of it, you know, what you've been doing and what you're continuing to do, and look forward to the future.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I told you this earlier. My background's distribution, and I sold tile for a long time.
Yeah.
And I always thought all it was about selling, making a dollar, selling, making money, providing for my family. And when I got the chance to come to NTCA, I didn't know it when I did this. I didn't know what I was getting into. But I got into an opportunity to provide back to the industry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving back. I'm helping installers. And it's a really good feeling. And I hope you guys take advantage of the NTCA and get that good feeling too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for this interview. Thank you for having me into your home.
Hey, I love having you here. You're always welcome to come here. By the way, Luke's from Minnesota,
That's right. It's
always nice. His dad lives not too far from here, and he was visiting, so we took this opportunity. And I'll just tell you, if any of you are in Minnesota and you'd like to call me and stop by or get together, I'd love to hear from any of you.
That's great.
Thank you.
All right, Jim. All right, take care.
Thank you.
All right, tile friends, stay profitable out there.